There is one last word, and it's actually a phrase in the King James. It's found in verse 6, and it's the phrase, due time. He says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Folks, there is a due time. There is a due time. There is a due time. I want you to know, you who are going through fiery trials and temptations, there is a time that'll come just in time. That's a due time. There's an in-time relief coming. I know you feel like you've gone past your limits. Well, that's just, you know, isn't that a fantastic thing? We feel like we've gone past our limits, but it's actually, if you actually did get past it, so there must have been more to the limits you could go through. He stretched you. When you go, I can't take any more. Well, hallelujah, I'm going to watch you take some more. You get stretched to places beyond which you thought you could go. I mean, if God just sat you down and said, would you please, under this beautiful situation here, stretch yourself? You'd say, yes, Lord, I would. And you'd turn around and shrink. You wouldn't stretch yourself. You wouldn't put yourself through what you're going through. You'd be easy on yourself. And let me tell you, in the long run, God's being easy on you was in due time it's going to stop. And you're going to find out why you had to go through all of this. And you know what's better than that? You're going to be victorious and able to, as he said, reign with him. So the key words are strange, partake, glory, suffering, ashamed, commit, submissive, and due time.